With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. It's a new reality for travelers. Rising fees, fewer flight options, and difficult decisions about whether a trip is worth the cost. It's because of volatile oil and jet fuel prices, which have spiked sharply since the war in the Middle East began. Airlines are responding cautiously, trimming schedules and adjusting prices in ways that experts say will ripple unevenly across the market, but ultimately affect nearly every type of traveler. The U.S. Postal Service has informed federal budget officials it will temporarily suspend its employer contributions to federal employees' retirement system annuities, allowing it to keep making payroll, paying suppliers, and delivering the mail. The number of Americans applying for jobless aid for the week ending April 4th jumped by 16,000 to 219,000 from the previous week's 203,000. The benchmark 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rate dropped to 6.37%, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.